And then if you belong to a club, you might have to pay your...
Mew.
And if... there's just about five more minutes here.
I just have to hurry up. I get to see it.
Okay, sure. Say, on the first of the month, you might say the bill is...
Mew.
All right, and if you say I was going to buy that, but it just what too much? It just...
It's too... It cost too much, too okay. high, something.
Like and you, and if someone... if you didn't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and...
Borrow the money.
Right, in the 1930s, money was awfully...
Oh, I scarce you couldn't get it.
Okay, and first...
Them that had it gave you a lot to keep them letting you have it.
Get that down on the floor and turned over like this, you'd say he did a...
Somersaults.
And if a boy got out on the end of a board and into the water, he...
Dived. He dived off at that end of the water, okay. Went in all over, you know.
And if,
I guess you've done that.
Yes, and to do this on the floor is to... Your foot.
Patting their foot.
Stop. Either stamp.
You know, something like this people used to, you know, then sit play some instrument and then pat their foot. They'd call that patting their foot. Now, I don't know what you'd call that.
It's got to be really hard to stop it, just down hard, to tramp down hard.
I don't
hard.
Know what you'd call that. Unless okay. You'd just be stomping the floor.
Okay, and if a person tells a lot of jokes, you said he really has a good sense of
humor.
All right, and if a child's been bad and you're gonna spank him, he might say to you, "Please, please, give me another
chance."
And when you're spanking, were there different degrees of spanking children?
Yeah, some people would be unmerciful. There's a lot of people. They ain't in this country, but I read it in the paper the other day about a man that beat his kid up. You know, mm-hmm. Some people would take their hand. That's the old-fashioned way. Just take their hand and turn them across the knee and burn them up.
Uh-huh.
Then later on, people got to using their belts. I noticed my boy here not long ago. He told his little boy if he didn't quit, he'd begin to unbutton his belt and put them with their belts, you know,
uh-huh.
Scare them.
What do you call a little something you give to it you might make for a child to play with?
Oh, a little girl, ain't all sort of doll. You
ever call it a play pretty?
Boy, he'd want something else.
They ever call that a play pretty?
Yeah, they had a whole basket full of them. Those little granules, they ain't as bad now as they used to be as quick as they got here. They'd go get that little basket and bring them out here and pour everything out on the floor. There's a little of this and a little of that.
They call it a play pretty?
Yeah, play pretty or something. Okay. The other day, there's somebody come here with a little kid and my wife to get him quiet. Why, there's somebody visiting us. They had a little girl. She went and got that, and they'd lay there, and they'll sit for hours, you know, and sit and play of that, and sort that stuff out. And my little granddaughter, she used to come, and the first thing she wanted to do, she'd want to pull all these papers out of these things and throw them in the floor. And the boy, he wants to play ball, and something like that, you know, or run and jump and fall again the wall. And they're just different. Children just different. You know.
If it hasn't rained for a couple of weeks, you'd say we're having a...
drought.
And
drought.
What if it's just for just not quite so long? You'd say it's a...
It didn't rain, it's a little shower or something like that? Like we had the other day when you were here, that had to be a shower.
Okay, that was a little
right
harder
along.
Than that.
Well, then call it, I don't know. Call what? It everything. I don't know just what the proper thing
would
be.
Well, kind of just the words you'd likely to use.
If it rained what? If it rained two or three days?
Yeah, well, if it just rained, would you ever have anything you call a, like a downpour or a thunderstorm?
Oh, yeah, they'll come them there awful hard rain. We have them thunderstorms just last week, and that's popping crack here and shit gets you right. You don't know where it's going to hit.
And if you can't see it.
Hit that moment tree there one time. And scared us all to death. It knocked me and the fellows with me out there. We was planting beans out there in the garden. It knocked the hose out of our hands. Yeah.
If you can't see across the street, you'd say it's there's in the morning. You'd say it's really what out there?
Well, it'd be foggy here. I don't know what be in town. I guess it'd be foggy.
Okay.
Smoky or something. I guess in Oxford and being down, it'd be smoky or something.
You call it fog.
And a fog. Every morning here, you get up lots of mornings here through this time of year.